Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting 5th. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting 6th. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Lee. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Lee Handley. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gus Suhr. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Johnny Rizzo. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Archie Vaughn. Batting seventh. The catcher, Al Todd. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Pep Young. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jim Tobin. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Jim Tobin. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a line drive into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann strikes out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops it up and throws to first, with Lee covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gallen moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo takes first base on ball 4. Archie Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd takes first base on ball 4. Rizzo moves to second. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is called out on strikes. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0 for 1 in the game. Handley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Wehner reaches second base with a double. Wehner goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Pirates. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 0 for 1 in the game. Soor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Soor for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins strikes out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gallen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wehner who is chasing the ball. Gallen reaches third base with a triple. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rizzo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards second. Herman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rizzo. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 1 in the game. Demery hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hartnett scores. It's Cubs, 1, Pirates, 1. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tobin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tobin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. Tobin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0 for 2 in the game. Handley hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. Hack hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Gallen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Collins moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Wainer, who is chasing the ball. Reynolds reaches third base with a triple. Collins scores. Gallen goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rizzo. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. Reynolds scores. It's 4-1, Cubs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wainer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wainer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 0 for 2 in the game. Soor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Demery. Soor reaches second base with a double. Wainer moves to third. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rizzo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wehner scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Cubs. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Suhr scores. It's 4-3, Cubs. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Todd hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee bunts towards the mound. Tobin fields it and throws to first for the out. Gerges moves to second. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-3 in the game. Hack hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Cubs. Mace Brown now pitching. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-3 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Gallen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Rizzo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mace Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-3 in the game. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Hartnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Demery is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Hartnett trying to get to third. Wehner throws the ball into Handley, who tags Hartnett for the out. Two outs. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wehner hits a line drive into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Soor hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Collins, and towards Herman, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. Wehner moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Rizzo hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy Thevenow now playing second base. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-4 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hack moves to third. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Collins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wehner who is chasing the ball. Collins reaches third base with a triple. Hack scores. Herman goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Cubs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and a walk. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Collins scores. Two outs. It's 9-3, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Handley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thevenow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenow hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 3. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.